Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we endeavor into another draft season. And we'll be hitting the circuit, and about the end of the month, we'll be off to the Shrine Game, inaugural season in Vegas, and then back to the hometown of today's guest. We'll be down for the Reese Senior Bowl, and our guest today, the standout quarterback from Grambling State, who finished his career at Tennessee State, is none other than Jeremy Hickbottom. Fantastic career. He'll be playing in the HBCU Legacy Bowl in February 19th, 2022. But a lot to get to with this young man. But with that said, Jeremy, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
This afternoon is pretty well. It's pretty well. A little tiring, but it's pretty well. I'm happy to be on the show.
We appreciate you stopping by. I know you're going to get busier and busier as this draft process goes on. For you, I don't know if it's usually it's the case, maybe a little different for you. But I mean, from the time that you had a football in your hand, were you always the quarterback, or did it take some time before you found that position?
I haven't been a quarterback all my life, but I started playing ball when I was 12. I was playing a rec league, and I actually was playing O-line and D-tackle. I went on to junior high, and I played receiver my seventh grade year. But one day, I think I was at PE or something, and I was just throwing the ball around, and the head coach from my middle school, he said, "You're going to be my quarterback next year." So next year, I went my eighth grade year. I played quarterback, you know, and I played linebacker. Leading up to high school, however, I supposed to play my first year at QB, and I ended up getting hurt. Like, I had broke my collarbone my freshman year, and I ended up coming back my sophomore year playing receiver. And crazy thing is that my the starting quarterback that was then when I was playing receiver my sophomore year, he broke his arm. So I came back and played quarterback, and I've been playing it since from about midway through my sophomore season on to now.
Wow, and you've arrived, and like I said, you're so close, I assume, to a childhood dream. You said earlier before we went live, you're down in Dallas as you're training, working on those mechanics, fine-tuning the craft that has made you such a prominent draft prospect as we headed to this 2022 draft season. So I'm curious, I mean, Grambling State, great career, and we know you finished it up with Tennessee State, and a lot to talk about with Hugh Jackson and that pro-style offense. But any other schools looking at you? Because you definitely got a fantastic skill set. You got that NFL prototype size. I mean, how did you get looked over?
I'm really not sure. You know, I know back in high school when I was, I was going through my recruiting process, they said me taking my ACT was a little late. You know, most bigger schools, you know, they offer like your sophomore or junior year, and I didn't take my ACT till my senior year. So I think that kind of held me back from a lot of opportunities, but if I was to go back and change anything, I wouldn't.
Fair enough, and well put. Once again, Jeremy Hickbottom, the standout QB here on the C2P. If you ever miss any of these shows in their entirety, you folks know Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, anywhere where you listen to download or want to listen to your podcast at your leisure, you'll find this particular interview. Jeremy, I ask all the guys that come on this show, I mean, if we threw you in that film room, you're with these NFL scouts, they're starting to break down the tape of you, what do you think they're going to love? I call them your hallmark home run abilities that just stand out where they're going to want to bring you aboard that 53-man roster.
I mean, you know, I lead by example. I don't only just talk about it. I show leadership. I got a big arm, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it'll be, how can I control my big arm? But I have a big arm for my size. I got great athletic ability. Like, I can get to the end zone. I got a nose for the end zone. For pre breakdown, I can, you know what I'm saying, I can make something happen. You know, I've been doing it almost my whole career. But from just, you know, just looking on film, you know what I'm saying, I understand concepts. You know what I'm saying? I understand concepts. I get the flow of the game. I'm a student of the game. And like I said, like my arm is, you know, it's a big arm.
What is there a particular throw, Jeremy, that comes to mind where you kind of wowed yourself? I mean, you threw it and you maybe just grinned under your helmet going, man, I can't even believe I made that throw. It was so good.
Oh, yeah, it was a couple of throws like that. You know, I made it throughout my career. I remember a game winner I had back in high school. It was another, you know, just threading the needle, like throws where, you know, the coach say, nah, don't go there. It's just different. It's just coverage. But, you know, I know I can trust my arm, and I can spin it in any window. So, you know, I kind of went above and beyond what coach say. But, yeah, it's a couple of throws that wow. It's a couple of throws.
I love it. And how about this one? I mean, because we want to get as much as, you know, as information, whoever's listening in. What goes unnoticed? And I ask this just to benefit you. I mean, it could be film study, maybe the system that you ran didn't allow you to showcase certain skills. I mean, you know, what do these guys need to know? Maybe you're a weight room warrior, a film junkie. You mentioned your leadership as well. I mean, what do these scouts need to know as we build towards this draft?
I mean, like I said, like I show leadership. I mean, I'm not going to just talk about it. You know, you have those certain guys that want to lead when stuff is easy, but I'm there when stuff is rough, you know. So, like, me showing leadership, me wanting to learn every day, I grabs as much as I could at one time, you know, in the film room. I'm a hard worker. You know, I never, no coach I ever, you know, played with, they never doubted my work ethic. So, I feel like I bring all that to the table, and me just wanting to get better. Like, I'm a student. Like I said, I'm a student in the game. I want to get better. I want to know everything, almost everything about football before it's over, because, you know, it don't last long, so.
Yeah, it definitely does not. And for you, great career at Grambling State. You play your final year at Tennessee State. We all know the big name, Eddie George, first-year head coach. You got the Hugh Jackson, the OC, who I believe took over at Grambling State, so congratulations to him.
Right.
But what was it like stepping into that pro-style offense with a couple NFL-minded folks that really know their, you know their business, and how much did it help develop you in your final year of collegiate football?
Yeah, I mean, it was for sure different. You know, it required a lot of more studying and a lot of more film, a lot of more notes. Not taking anything from ground, you know, because it required, but it really opened me up to, you know, a different, like, how the league could be. You know what I'm saying? Listen to Coach Jackson. Like I said, man, that man is a wise man. Like, he knows his stuff. So just being up under him and taking as much as I could, you know, It was already tough going in, because I came in TSU like late May, and you know we couldn't get no work with our coordinators to like almost camp, so it was kind of like a lot, you know, leading up to like the first game. It was a lot, you know, trying to learn, like, you know, the system, and you know, coach he taught us the best he could. I'm just happy I was able to get that, you know, that experience with them, especially with a pro-style offense, because I never played in a pro-style offense. I always spread, you know what I'm saying, play with a little RPO, read option. It was never like a sure pro-style coming. Like, my first time being up under the center was at TSU. So I'm kind of glad I got all that experience under my belt. So now, you know, I'll know how it goes when the time do come again.
Yeah, and Jeremy, that's the blessing of it all. I mean, you know, you did what you did at Grambling State. Now you got this other arsenal in your back pocket of playing in that system. So these teams look at you, there's really not much to doubt about, hey, how's this kid going to perform? They throw on the tape. And, I think early on you got an Ohio Valley Player of the Week, 367 in the air, 3 touchdowns. How satisfying was it having that success so early?
It was very satisfying, you know, because we started out the season, you know, kind of, started off 1-3, and we changed it around. We went on a streak for, like, a four-game winning streak, and, you know, it was a lot of young guys on the team. I think it was only three seniors that left on offense this year. But it was a lot of young guys, you know, just watching those guys, like, grow before my eyes, you know what I'm saying? It was a lot of freshmen. It was, like, three freshmen on the O-line. Like, just seeing those guys grow up under my eyes, I was just happy to be a part of it, you know, and I tried to make what's best for it. We unfortunately fell short at UT Martin. That was to clinch that was basically a title game against UT Martin, and we dropped it. But like I said, I'm proud of the guys. I'm proud, like, I built some bonds and relationships. It was a great experience. Like I said, I wouldn't change it for nothing.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Jeremy Hickbottom, the standout quarterback, Grambling State, Tennessee State, kind of known to join us here on the C2P. You can also follow him on Twitter at GHICK19. You can follow him on his Twitter handle. We'll be posting this interview there shortly as well. And again, Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, all the avenues to listen to this show at your leisure. Before we wrap up the show, Jeremy, we always like to have a little bit of fun. We call it three and out. Just a couple lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Got you. Let's do it.
All right. Now, everybody knows Eddie George. What was that fun, quirky habit that he had? Something you guys might have done in practice just to kind of scorch him, maybe get under his skin in a fun way. What's that one thing in practice that he's obsessed with?
Coach, he like intensity. You know what I'm saying? He like intensity. He like for his guys to be up. So, you know, like, I mean, it really wasn't nothing. He was kind of a, like, during practice, he was kind of cool, laid back, you know, embracing everything first because it's his first year. But, like, he was a very intense guy. So once it came to – he played through us. And, like I said, I was glad to experience.
Would you like tackling him?
Oh, no. Nah, that's a big man. Like, he's big. Like, he's big.
I mean, he's, I know. Yeah, every time I see him, I just think, I mean, what a dreadful day seeing number 27 on the other side and knowing that that's going to come at you, probably 25, 30 carries in a game.
Right.
How about this one? For you, who are you, a better dancer or are you a better singer?
Oh, man. I'll say probably a better dancer. I want to say I used to sing in the choir when I was young, but I think I lost all those vocals. So I'll say I probably danced a little better than I think.
Fair enough. And then the final one, it may seem far off. I mean, we're still in 2021, but, I mean, February, you're going to be at the Legacy Bowl, and it's just going to be pro days, workouts, so much going to be going on. But with that said, draft weekend, you're waiting to hear your name called. You're sitting with your family and friends. Who's the best cook in your family, Jimmy? And what would you want that person to prepare to celebrate that special day?
I would say my older sister Barbara. She know how to cook, along with my pop. My pop's really good with the grill, but just cooking wise, I like my sister. You know, and the best dish I feel like she can make on the draft day is the broccoli casserole she make. So, I mean, yeah, she never fails with that. So.
Excellent stuff. Well, hey, man, it's been a real pleasure to get you on the show. We got to start peppering Senior Bowl Director Jim Nagy to get this hometown kid some playing time, or, you know, get down to the, you know, the hotel and start mingling with all them scouts that will be flocking in the Mobile at the end of January, beginning of February, right?
Right, yeah. That'll be a blessing.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, man. I always like to stay humble, stay hungry, stay blessed, and we can't wait to see you do your thing as we build up towards this 2022 NFL draft.
Okay, man. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. Once again, Jeremy Hickbottom, so much to like about this young man. And the one thing that just stands out to me is we know he has the arm, and he even mentioned the big, but he has that prototypical NFL size. And, you know, I think deep down these scouts look at guys, and they just like to see that body, 6'4", 220, 225, you know. And has the athleticism and, again, the big arm to make the throws. And I think the diversity, the ability to, you know, learn the system at Tennessee State quickly and have success is just another favor for him as we build towards this draft. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the CQP.
This has been a C2P exclusive.